During the pandemic, interest in divorces skyrocketed. 34% newly married couples were most likely to file. Joined by local family law attorney Jennifer Hargrave to get some insight. And so that's what we saw nationwide. Locally, have you seen the same thing, Jennifer?
Yeah, we've definitely seen an increase in the number of divorces that are coming in the door. I think that, you know, people during the quarantine were realizing when they're stuck at home and with none of the other distractions of life that they really didn't like each other. And so divorce became an option. And because here in North Texas, you know, our court pivoted right along with the quarantine. So they were not shut down. They allowed us to continue to conduct hearings via Zoom. We were able to do mediations via Zoom. Of course, collaborative divorce is a great option for many families, also done via Zoom. So we were able to proceed with divorces, and we did see a lot of divorces being filed during that time.
It's not normally a pandemic that we're going through, but big life changes. Something big happens in the family, and then that causes some movement.
Sure. I mean, I think what we're really talking about is stress, right? Anytime we have stress on the family unit, if the foundation isn't solid, it's not unusual for that marriage relationship to crumble. What I really like to look at and always want to talk to people about is, you know, marriage satisfaction overall. Are people satisfied in their marriages? Do they feel like they have healthy relationships and they're really able to build that solid foundation? And unfortunately, when that's not there, I think, you know, whether it's a financial stress, the stress of time, of, you know, people just being so busy, or you have a loss, a sudden death in the family. We certainly know that like lost children can be a huge stressor on a family. So you're right. It's not always a pandemic, but I think anytime we have any kind of stress, it really will test the bonds of that relationship.
When you're at that pivot point, you know, where it feels like it could go either way, are we going to go all in? Are we going to, you know, try to fix this? Or are we just going to say that it's not worth it? What do you say to people you're talking to during that time? Obviously, you're not a counselor, but you're coming in that time, right? So what are the things that you talk about with people?
So a lot of people who come into my office do come in wanting to know what would divorce look like for me. And I think it is a really valuable step if you're evaluating your options to actually sit down with a lawyer and get those answers, those questions answered. So many of our ideas about divorce come from Hollywood or from New York because those are the ones that make the tabloid news. But things are very different in Texas. We do things our own way here. And so I think it's a really good idea to actually find out what are your options, you know, what is the settlement likely to look like? What are the different processes that are available? But another thing is that if somebody is, you know, if they are still think that there's some hope, there's some chance their marriage might be salvaged, I love to point them in the direction of great resources. We have some fabulous resources right here in North Texas to really help couples work on marriage. And it is different than the traditional marriage counseling. Marriage counseling can work if you have two people who are committed to making it work. But if you've got one person whose foot is out the door, you know, I want people to explore something called discernment counseling. That really helps them gain clarity and insight. You're right, I'm not a counselor, so that's not my job. I answer questions about the law, but discernment counseling is something that can help couples really gain clarity and insight into their situation.
That is local family law attorney Jennifer Hargrave.